community live in households where they are learning two languages at the same time. While some may think this can be confusing for young learners, it actually promotes optimal child development. Sharing your home language can help children be proud of their culture, making them confident at home and school for higher self-esteem. Raising your children to be bilingual helps with brain development, increased memory, flexibility, and focus. Dual language learning improves a child's long-term social, emotional, and academic health. Strong home language skills combined with English language skills will help set them up for success in school and life. So encourage your children, your grandchildren, and your family to speak in their home language. Talk, read, sing with the children in your life in all languages. It changes everything. To learn more, visit first5sonomacounty.org.
Rock, bark, schlock, never had it, never will. Jazzy, KJZY.
Chairman of the board, Old Blue Eyes, the Sultan of Swoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Sinatra!
It's Sundays with Sinatra, with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
I'm sure it's no earth-shattering secret, but I like to sing. And probably the most satisfaction I get, or any singer gets for that matter, is singing a well-written ballad. Because when a ballad is right, it's like poetry set to music. One thing I've always tried to reach for in my approach to a ballad is a respect for the lyric. I try to do it the way I think the writer would like to have had it done. For instance, I feel a lyric can be a lament, can be an exclamation of joy, or a lyric can tell the sum and substance of a man's life. When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh if your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth if you're young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. survived to 105. Think of all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part. You had a head start. If you are among the very young, at home. When I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair. With all that perfumed hair. And it came. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35, but now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old kegs. From the brim to the dregs.
Television at its best. Frank Sinatra, A Man and His Music from 1965, the original Man and His Music. He turned 50 years old, and he's going to do a double album. He did that double album. We featured it a while ago. We'll do it again. And then this is a video. And if you go to Sinatra's shop, if you go to franksinatra.com, and you could see where you could pick up these videos, you will sit there, and like me, and you will watch. And I'm talking to the folks that work, you know, and get the show on the air, and they're a lot younger than I am. Of course, everybody's a lot younger than I am these days, you know. And they get it. They get it. They see it. They see Frank Sinatra. Class and distinction, execution, perfection. And can I tell you something? And I shouldn't tell you this, but when we go into it, we're going to come back and I'm going to get the phone calls right now. He had a cold. Frank Sinatra had a cold during this special. And there was a great, great piece And I think it was an Esquire magazine. You know what I'm talking about. We've talked about it before. And Frank Sinatra Has a Cold was the name of the piece. And this writer, this great Italian-American writer, Gay Talese, kind of trailed Frank Sinatra. We didn't get formal permission to go within the camp of Mr. Sinatra. And it's a little snarky. There are some part. If you really love Frank Sinatra like I do, you get a little offended by some of the things Talese put in there. I got to tell you, though, it captured it. Mr. S was upset that he had to go on national television in the middle of the Beatles, in the middle of all of this, the Beach Boys, and he went on and he had a cold, and yet he still nailed it. And that, I'll tell you, that if that's not the sign of a brilliant, true performer, you know, in every good sense, I don't know what is. That's Frank Sinatra right there. And he went up, and you could hear, and then we got some great tunes coming up. I got Tony DeSere live on the radio, and I've got you calling. I got to go to the call board, 800-848-9222. Janet's been holding a while. Janet's been with us from day one. Janet, hi, how are you? Happy Sunday. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Joe. Okay. I think some of the reason your young people can tune into Frank, I think, is because when you play these albums where he talks to the audience,
yes,
it gives them a taste of what he's like.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's a great observation, because he did. He kicks back into the camera, so intimate and so regular. That's a great. Hey, do you have a request? I have one request down, and we have such a big... I feel bad when I can't... Go ahead.
I have another esoteric joke, but I have to preface it to, yesterday was the day my mom died. So that's the 27th. So I have 1 December, 1 January. So I know that Lena will probably appreciate this request that I have.
Okay.
Because that story I told you last week about the nun, when she saw my father's picture and she went, whoa. You know, I have to say my mom got a real kick out of that one, because she was just as beautiful as he was handsome. Maybe a cute couple. Lena had mentioned several weeks ago about your mom and me and my dad, that they're always with you. So I thought it would be nice to give you a song called DeLange, Benson, and Brooks, Just As Though You Were Here.
Oh, that's a good one. Just As Though You Were Here. Okay, we're going to look into it, and we'll get into it. And if I can't, sometimes I run out of time, and I think of you, Janet. I do. When I'm putting the show together, I go, I got to get here if I can put this in. But we'll try to get there. And thinking about your mom, thinking about my mom, all our moms and dads. And, Janet, thank you for calling. Just As Though You Were Here. I know Ava's got that written down. Let me go to Tony in Clifton, New Jersey. Hi, Tony. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Joe Piscopo. Well, I have a word for you tonight.
Okay.
It's eclectic. So Frank Sinatra, a man, and his music, he is so eclectic. He really, for the time that he was in, which is 1965, he knew exactly what to pick. And our country was really on the brink of so many things. We were in the war.
Great point.
We had so much going on. New York City had a power failure, but he was in California, so good for him. But the music that he played really was picked, meaning eclectic. Picked everything that we needed.
Well said, Tony. What a great
upbeat.
What a great observation. It was crazier then than it is now, believe it or not, in the 60s.
Upbeat.
Thank you. And we're going to go into it. Now, Tony, thank you for listening always. All the very best to you. And I see the calls, but let me go to the music, if you could just hold for a second. This is great. So Mr. S comes out. He's in a three-piece suit for most of it, a salmon vest. And he goes and he does the songs that you just heard on Sundays with Sinatra, Joe Piscopo, live from New York. So now he puts the tuxedo on and he goes on, and these sets were, I mean, you had the whole orchestra behind him. And now we're going to, you just heard Gordon Jenkins. Well, now you're going to hear Nelson Riddle. And he comes out, and it really looks, there's it was an elevated runway with like wings. That's the way the set was. The 60s were cool, man. I'm telling you. And if you're younger, you got to go back and check this out, because in many, many ways, they were very, very hip. So here's Frank Sinatra, man and his music. Oh, he's going to nail it now with that. Come Fly With Me. Yeah.
There's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me. We'll fly away. Come fly with me. We'll float down to Peru. In Lama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me. We'll take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied.
just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near. You might even hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Why say the words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Don't tell your mama.
Now, this is my theory. This is my theory. It's Piscopo on the radio. Joe Piscopo, Sundays with Sinatra. Is that you could hear, I could hear in that first little bit, you could hear a little cold that he did have. I love these little things. And when I sit and I talk with, you know, I'm going to do some things seriously, Sinatra, with Charlie Pignon, you know, and Tina Sinatra and everybody who does they handle all the Frank Sinatra legacy. And Charlie is going to be on the air. I'm going to be on the air with him. I'm going to be on the air with Holly Foster, Peggy Lee's granddaughter, you know. So it's great. But my theory, I drive him crazy because I ask all these esoteric questions. And what we're trying to surmise is when did Mr. Sinatra have the cold? Because like Ava just said, Mr. S with a cold sounds better than anybody else. Well, you know, and he, I think earlier on you could hear it. But when he went started doing Come Fly With Me, it was a two-day taping. So maybe he came back, but he nailed it. And we got a lot of classic songs. And don't forget, next hour I got Tony Desair. Tony is just a great kid that I met many years ago at a club we had called Jilly's that I've told you about, right in Manhattan. And Tony was the piano player there. Now he's in demand. He's a jazz sensation. And we're going to highlight Tony Desair. You know, before we break, I want to make sure I say hi to Rose. Rose apparently is going to have a birthday. Rose is going to be 100 years old. And her son, Michael and Angela and Stephen, her children, said, Joe, would you say happy birthday to Rose at 100? They went on Cameo. I sent a Cameo to Rose, you know. So I got to tell you, she's from Bloomfield, New Jersey, from an area called Brookdale. And that's where I went to school, the Brookdale Elementary School, please. Right there, to St. Thomas. That's where I had my communion. I had my confirmation in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And we used to go at a place called Holstein's. That was the ice cream place. What was Holstein's? The last episode of Sopranos, where you see the Sopranos, all the family in that one little ice cream shop, that was Holstein's, and that was in Brookdale in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And Rose, we say, buon capriano, happy birthday, and thank you for all that you've done for this wonderful, wonderful community in Bloomfield, New Jersey. You make us proud. Joe Piscopo, I see the phone calls. We're going to go back to Mr. Sinatra, a man and his music from 1965. This is Live Sundays with Sinatra.
Sundays with Sinatra.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family to lift the financial burden for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, which enable severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Through the foundation's homeless veteran program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and needed services to homeless veterans. More than 3,000 were helped in 2023 alone. The foundation's 9/11 Institute is helping teachers educate kids about our nation's darkest day so America will never forget. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Listen up, Sonoma County. There's a new sheriff in town. And cockroaches, ants, mice, termites, it don't matter to him. He's here to run them all straight out of town. Geoco Pest Control is here, Sonoma County, and they're laying down the law. When you call Geoco Pest Control, those no-good varmints and pesky insects are as good as dead. The posse at Geoco are the best in the biz. Fully licensed and insured and ready to track down any pest problems you can shoot at them. I just look at their reviews. Nothing but happy campers. Commercial or residential, if you're having a pest problem and you don't call Geoco Pest Control, well, you might just be plum crazy. Call today, 707-658-1282, or check them out on the old interwebs. Now get along, little doggie.
Geoco Pest Control, locally owned and family operated, a division of Joe Bikini Construction, online at giocopestcontrol.com.
I love to cook, so people constantly ask me how to create that perfect romantic dinner. I say, with a little creativity, fresh ingredients, and help from Hardesty's Homeware. That's how.
I can't cook.
Neither can I.
Just like doing your hair, you need the right tools. Great outcomes in the kitchen are all about having the right tools and gadgets at your fingertips. And, of course, a great recipe helps. Hardesty's has every kitchen tool or gadget you can imagine. Hardesty's carries the brands I trust, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Swiss Diamond Cookware. They even carry Braun and Norelco shavers. Hardesty's has a large selection of coffees, teas, and all the accessories you need for a perfect cup. Hardesty's is known for their large selection of cookware, bakeware, and countertop appliances, mixers, bread makers, popcorn machines, and so much more.
Hardesty's Homewares, 1513 Farmers Lane in Santa Rosa, in the Farmers Lane Plaza, next to AAA, your culinary toy store since 1924. Online at Hardesty's.com.
Jazzy.
It's Sundays with Sinatra with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
Many years ago, when I left the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, after all those years of traveling from town to town, I swore I'd never get back in a band bus again. So what do you think I did last summer? That's right. I got right back on the bus. I came the full cycle. But this time with the great Count Basie band. That's when I hit the road. Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, Newport, Forest Hills, lots of great places. And it was nearly like coming home again. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, but doesn't arrive late. She'd never bother with someone she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem dress in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt to the rest of those girls. That is why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fine wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's open. Dislikes California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets much too hungry to wait for dinner at 8. She adores the theater, but she never gets there late. Never bother with anyone she'd hate. That's why this chick is a tramp. She doesn't dig crap games played with a gang of barons and earls. Won't go up to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. She's a tramp. She digs the free, fresh, wild wind, cuckoo wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke. She detests California because it's foggy and damp. That's
sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life's a wonderful thing, long as I hold a string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I've got the world on a string and I'm sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life's a grabbing thing, as long as I hold a string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I've got the world on a string and I'm sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, man, this is the life.
Francis Albert, I love you on social media. Thank you so much. Oh, let me go. Let me grab one more call. By the way, if you want to give us a call, Ava's standing by, 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. Stan, I got 2 seconds. I wanted to get you in there. I've got It's All Right With Me logged in. Hopefully we'll get there, but that's a great, great choice, and we're going to try to get it tonight, okay?
Okay, quickly. He mentioned it. Forest Hills. He was here.
Yes.
Right? About 5 blocks away.
Oh,
literally.
Oh,
1965. Judy Garland was 2 weeks before. Barbara Streisand was the week after. Then Sinatra.
Ah, beautiful. Stan, thank you, brother. We're going to try to get to your song. And he was with the great Count Basie. Went on the road with the great Count Basie. Oh, we got a show for you. We got another hour. Don't go anywhere, all right? Joe Piscopo, live on the radio from New York, New York. You're listening to Sundays with Sinatra.
Attention, Sonoma, Marin, and Napa County residents. Hi, this is Jessica, the call center manager at Henry Mechanical, with exciting news for you. Henry Mechanical is now offering plumbing and drain clearing services to better serve you. This means you get the absolute best in plumbing, HVAC, sheet metal, and solar services, making Henry Mechanical your one-stop shop for all things relative to your home comfort. Imagine the convenience. To celebrate this exciting news and expansion, Henry Mechanical now offers exclusive discounts to both new and existing customers. Need a drain clearing? Just $69. Need a water heater flush and safety inspection? Just $69. Need a furnace tune-up and safety inspection? Just $69. Need all three services? Save even more. Just $189. Call or visit Henry Mechanical today at henrymechanical.com. Henry Mechanical, where home comfort meets quality and excellence.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care.